Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Of course, NFL free agency is here. You heard earlier today, Teddy Bridgewater re-signing with the team. Drew Brees restructuring. No surprise on the second part. A surprise on the first part, at least after yesterday when we heard Teddy was flying down to Miami. We've got you covered here on All the Saints Move on WWL. You can listen to our Saints free agency tracker every half hour during the day, 6 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and Saints free agency mashup on Sports Talk at 5:10 p.m. with Steve Geller. You can be the first to know the latest by downloading the radio.com app today also and making WWL your favorite. They get real-time updates and text alerts there. Brought to you by the Hood Automotive Group. Everything automotive under one hood. And, of course, Saints Radio here, WWL AM FM and .com. We'll have Teddy Bridgewater, Latavius Murray, and also Larry Holder on the program a little later in the show. But LSU front and center, less than 24 hours away from their SEC tournament opener, an impossible task. I think there, and Will Wade back in the news today as he released a statement to Sports Illustrated. Ross Dellinger had that at Sports Illustrated. You can find that at SI.com. Will Wade seeks reinstatement as both sides of LSU investigation dig in for battle. That's the headline there. You can also find it on Ross's social media, at Ross Dellinger on Twitter. And Ross joins us again here. Ross, how are you? I guess this never ends. And by the way, I saw you're a little bit in my camp now. The brunt of LSU fans' ire today. Needing a drink midday, huh?
I always need a drink midday. But today was I needed a drink mid-morning. It's been, you know, people want to hear what they want to hear, I guess, you know, and even the truth. Sometimes if it's not what they want to hear, they claim that it is not the truth and fabrication and a reporter pushing a narrative when all I'm doing is reporting facts and mostly on the record stuff. So, it was a little frustrating today.
Yeah. Please, nobody should get mad at you, Ross. I mean, you're just reporting the facts. Get mad at me. I'm the opinion guy. I understand when I'm taking the heat. I don't know why you're taking the heat here. What'd you make of his statement? I know you got the text from Will Wade. It was a long one, and it certainly seemed like his lawyer might have sent that one along. A lot of legal language and lingo in there.
Yeah. His lawyers, before he sent the text to me and a few other reporters, his lawyers actually sent an email to LSU basically demanding the same, saying that he should be reinstated, saying that they should respect his constitutional right. So it was kind of the same. The lawyers did do that at first. And then he sent that text. And, I mean, I was shocked at the verbiage and calling his own employer's decision inappropriate. Kind of demanding in a way to return to the court. It was stunning for a lot of people. I think LSU people did not at all expect that him to do that. So this thing has really kind of gone off the rails, honestly. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it seems like the gulf now is wider than ever. I am just a week ago, when Will Wade released his first statement, he said, and I quote, "I understand the university had to take action before all facts are in," end quote. And then this complete 360 by him here. Did that surprise you at all? Is this just the lawyer telling him, hey, this is what you need to do to make sure you aren't fired for cause?
Well, I kind of wonder if it had anything to do with LSU's statements yesterday to the Advocate newspaper in Baton Rouge. Joe Oliva and some other LSU officials met with the Advocate and kind of went on the record with a lot of stuff. Basically publicly issuing a ultimatum for Will Wade, either talk to us or you will remain suspended. And I think that it's more than just coincidental that Will's statement came this morning, just, 18 or so hours after the Advocate after LSU met with the Advocate and issued that ultimatum. So obviously, he's a little fiery and frustrated, And LSU officials are frustrated. I think there's frustration to go around, and, you know, you kind of see everybody's point in a way. You talk to lawyers, and they'll tell you that they would tell Will Wade the same thing as his counsel is doing. Don't talk. Do not talk. So there's that to get. And then LSU's stance is, well, look, you know, you're an employee, and your employer is asking you to answer questions about a significant event that could get us in potential trouble. You know, if you say you don't want to answer questions, we're kind of hamstrung. You know, we have to either fire or suspend you. It's just kind of like any other company. And if an employer, you know, wants an employee to come in and answer questions about an event and they don't do it, they're probably not going to continue to be employed.
It's Ross Dellinger of Sports Illustrated joining us, talking about the Will Wade situation. And that phrase in his statement that he sent you via text, it was, quote, my constitutional right, end quote, to not go to the meeting. Again, Ross, it seems to me like they're trying and they're beginning to set a defense where he's not going to lose all that money in his contract, because I don't know anybody, I don't care what side of this issue you are on or not, I don't know that anybody believes that you can just tell because of your constitutional right, you can tell your bosses to go shove it, I'm not going to go meet with you, right?
Well, yeah, you know, it's the as in one LSU official told me earlier today, you can use that constitutional right in court and for legal things, but when it comes to your employment, there's no bearing there. I mean, your contract with LSU does not incorporate any constitutional right. You know, what your employer says you have to do. You know, you're an employee, and it's all outlined in Will Wade's contract. You know, he's got to cooperate with an investigation. That is clearly outlined in his contract. And if he doesn't cooperate, LSU can fire him for cause and not owe him anything. So it seems like we're moving closer and closer to that end result there. As you mentioned earlier, the gap seems to be widening between LSU and Will Wade.
And speaking of hopping mad, it certainly sounds like LSU's legal counsel, Tom Skinner, hopping mad on this. He spoke about that contract and why it's not his – it might be his constitutional right, but it's not his right as an employee to exercise that right. It sounded like he was really mad in his kind of clapback today at Will Wade.
Yeah. You know, his money quote was not – you know, over the last week of all the statements that Will Wade's attorneys and himself have put out, not once have they denied any wrongdoing, you know, and that's a clear signal. And over the weekend, talking to LSU officials, when Will told them, I will not speak to you with the NCAA present, because that's another part of this whole thing, is the NCAA investigators are in Baton Rouge. They are here on the ground. They are meeting with LSU officials on the Javonte Smart investigation, on the Will Wade stuff. They want to be
Ross, hold on. I'm sorry to do this to you. Hold on. We got a hard break here. 60 seconds. Sorry. We don't have a choice here. 60 seconds back with Ross. Welcome back to The Last Lap. Ross Dellinger of Sports Illustrated with us. We're talking Will Wade and his statement today, and now LSU's counsel, Tom Skinner, his kind of clapback. And you were talking about the money quote there that Tom said in his statement, that not once has Will Wade denied any of this wrongdoing, Ross.
Yeah, so that's concerning, and certainly is red flags for LSU administrators. When Will, I think I was talking about the NCAA, you know, they're on the ground here investigating investigators from the NCAA. They want to be in all the meetings with LSU when it comes to Will Wade and comes to Javonte Smart. They've been a part of this. And Will Wade will not meet with LSU with the NCAA in the meeting. And he told them that last Friday. And when he did tell them that, I think there was some shock. And that's just a red flag automatically. You know, one, he's not admitting any wrongdoing in any of his statements. Two, he won't meet with LSU with the NCAA presence. So there are some concerns there, certainly.
Do you have any indication how the people around this program that are actually, well, they're still playing or coaching, Coach Benford or the other players, any idea how they're handling this? I mean, it's just an impossible situation. It's got to be for them.
Yeah, it's I'm sure it's tough, you know. It's probably tougher for on anybody than Javonte Smart, you know, being kind of roped in on this, and he might have not known at all about, you know, that offer that Will Wade talked about in a transcript. I mean, who knows? He might not have known about it. And so I'm sure it's tough on him. He had to meet with investigators and answer questions Friday, and his mom had to do it as well. And that's got to be tough for him, and certainly tough for his teammates. And Coach Benford's kind of thrown into an interesting spot. And the thing is, it's not like this team is bound for the NIT or something like that. They are a legitimate contender.
Speaking of Javonte, before we let you go here, any word on his status for tomorrow's game? I know that, you know, we initially were told it would be Wednesday, and then we have LSU saying that, well, it's not happening. This was yesterday. It's not happening today. We'll let you know. And, well, we're still waiting here, Ross.
Yeah, this morning, actually, LSU's general counsel, Tom Skinner, told me that the investigation should wrap up tomorrow. And so that potentially paves the way for him to become eligible for or return to the team. He is not ineligible, I should say. And he's not suspended. He's just being withheld for precautionary reasons. But it seems like the path is there for him to come back as they wind down this investigation. I think they were going to interview a fourth and final person today. And so I would think maybe even later tonight we might hear something.
It's Ross Dellinger of Sports Illustrated. Must read stuff at SI.com. Will Wade seeks reinstatement as both sides of LSU investigation dig in for battle. That's his piece today. Ross, I'll do my best human shield against everybody coming at you, all right? I'll have them come at me instead. Thanks
right.
for joining us here
Thanks,
tonight.
Jeff.
All right, Ross Dellinger, there he goes. Your chance to sound off here, LSU fans, 504-260-1870. That's area code 504-260-1870. Text line is 870-870. I do really mean that, though. It's from the bottom of my heart. The journalists, the sports journalists out there who are just reporting facts, don't get mad at them. I've been telling people, I know why a lot of you were mad at me. I get it. I was expecting that. I'm the opinion guy. But, you know, don't get mad at Ross or anybody over there in LSU, in Baton Rouge, or here in New Orleans, who's just covering this from a factual standpoint. I mean, they're just trying to give you the information that we know you want. Here's a text from the 985. Seth, he is guilty and everyone knows it. I like to see him win, but also not if they're cheating. He can get those boys to play ball, but he is a something hole. It's a text from the 504. The possibly does strongly exist. I think it meant the possibility does strongly exist that him being a witness in a federal probe instructed by said agency to not speak to no one, lawyer up 101. Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. But here's the thing. That doesn't jibe with what's in his contract and what you do as an employee in any organization. And you can claim constitutional rights, and it is, absolutely. It's Will Wade's constitutional rights not go and talk to Joe Oliva and Tom Skinner and F. King Alexander and the board or whoever he wants. But a constitutional right doesn't mean that you're not going to face consequences for your employer. Again, I can go home. I could leave the show right now. I could turn it off, and I could hand it over to Logan for the next 2.5 hours. My constitutional right. I'm going to face some consequences for that. Let's go to Brian on the phone lines. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey there. How are you, Seth?
I'm good, Brian. What's up?
Hey, no. So, quick question. My understanding of this was that Joe Oliva and F. King Alexander were initially going to meet with Will Wade last Friday morning. They then postponed that meeting and said that they were then going to bring in a board of supervisor into that meeting, as well as someone from the NCAA, and additionally counsel for LSU. At that time, Will Wade decided, probably at his attorney's urging, that they wanted his personal attorney to be present, as well as a list of questions that would be asked, and they denied Will Wade that right, is what my understanding is.
That might be right, Brian. But that's his legal right. That's not his right as an employee. It's not like I don't know what you do for a living. You know what I mean? Like, you can't expect that from your boss. I don't know if you're trying to say you can't expect that. But go ahead.
No, I'm not saying that. That's not that. That 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 shouldn't be expected. But the fact that Will Wade is an employee for LSU, you know, shouldn't he have the opportunity and the courtesy to meet with his superiors directly to be able to answer anything that they want to pose to him without having a third party such as the NCAA present? I mean, I would think that I would want to talk to my employee directly one-on-one to have that discussion, ask the questions I want to ask, have them answered, and then from that point, you know, advance forward. But
well, from my understanding, Brian, and I agree with you. I think that I would want that too. But from my understanding, that kind of was the case. But they were going to bring in all of his superiors. From my understanding, I don't think anybody from the NCAA was going to be in that meeting. Of course, he had legal counsel, and in fact, if I'm Will Wade, I would have asked. Heck, if I'm here and something like this happens, I'm going to ask my boss, "Hey, can my lawyer tag along?" And from my understanding, LSU. Said, yes, he can with stipulation, but they're not going to give him a list of questions, you know? So I understand what you're saying. Like, this is a tricky situation. I'm not even sure, to be honest, and God forbid that I'm ever in a situation like this. I don't know how exactly I would handle it. It's not like I don't have any empathy for Will Wade here with what he's going through. And in fact, I'll say, as I've said all week long, I bet you this is how it ends. I bet you $10 to your dime that this is how this is going to end, everybody. Will Wade isn't going to coach for LSU again. He's going to go testify in that trial on April 22nd, probably have to go through an NCAA investigation for the next few months after that. Once that's complete, Will Wade's going to come out, release his statement, maybe have a press conference and say, "I did wrong. This is what I did. It was wrong. I shouldn't have done it. I'm sorry." And he'll fall on the sword. And then we're going to see Will Wade coaching big-time college basketball again 2, 3, 4 years down the road. In no way do I think this is some kind of career-long indictment on Will Wade, where he should never coach again. But he did enough wrong here where now the battle lines are so hardly drawn. They're so visibly drawn, not even in the sand. They're in paint on pavement, barricades up. With the statements released by both sides today, that ship has sailed. It would be shocking, to say the least, if Will Wade coaches another game for LSU. Appreciate the call, though, Brian. You do make some good points there. 504-260-1870. The text line is 870-870. And remember, you can listen to us on Alexa. Just ask Alexa, "Hey, Alexa, play WWL," and that'll turn us on every night. And be sure you grab the radio.com app. More of your calls and texts on the Will Wade situation, and we'll keep you updated on Southeastern's game tonight. And we'll give you some scores and recaps of UNO, UL, and Louisiana Tech from earlier today and their conference tournaments when we return on The Last Lap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.